I'd like a show of hands if you would. Who here has participated in a new member class here at Union in the last 10 years or so? Oh, that's a little more than I thought. It looks like almost half of the folks here today have. That's wonderful. What I take away from that is that in the last decade, more than 30, maybe even 40% of our typical worshiping body has spent some time reflecting on the polity and structure of our church. You see, the United Church of Christ, of which we are a part, has a very different structure and therefore different theology than many other churches. The church structure and theology that's most common in this part of the country is a creedal church. That's a church that aligns itself with a creed or a belief statement and that says what it is that that church believes and therefore what you should believe too. The Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, Catholics, and assorted others are all, to greater or lesser extent, creedal churches. On the other hand, we are what's called a covenantal church. That is, a church that instead of organizing itself around a certain set of statement of a certain set of beliefs, organizes itself in covenant. Every UCC church creates its own covenant. Ours is the bond of union. But to a greater or lesser extent in these covenants, members generally promise to love God, love one another, and grow in holiness. Another example of a creedal church would be the American Baptist tradition, a tradition I know that several of you came up in. I point all of this out today on this occasion of Union's 183rd annual meeting, because our theology tells us that doctrine and dogma are going to come and go, that human understandings of the divine are going to evolve as humans evolve. And rather than organize around a static, rigid, unmovable set of human ideas, we are going to organize around a profound respect for God as God is discerned in community. Let me say that again because it's so very different from the many traditions that so many of us have come up in. The United Church of Christ organizes around a profound respect for God as discerned in community. Thus, when we come together each year for our annual meeting, our theology is that this, what we're going to do right after this worship service, is utterly sacred. More than a dry rubber stamp on some nominations and a budget, this is enacting our polity. It's celebrating the idea that when we come together to do the work of the church, we are communally discerning God's will for this manifestation of the body of Christ. That's why the 1 Corinthians 12 reading, which Joanne shared with us today, is so appropriate for our annual meeting Sunday. Each part of the body has its role and is critical in the functioning of the rest of the body. Paul says that we can't ask our ears to see or our eyes to hear. So too, it would be ridiculous to ask the education ministry to patch the roof, or the stewardship ministry to play the organ. Well, I think we'd best leave that to the professionals. Rather, we each bring our unique roles to the body of Christ. And the more faithfully each of us contribute, the more robustly our church manifests God's will in this time and this place. This scripture passage and this theology have so much to teach us. This is probably the very first sermon that I ever remember was based on this text. The preacher talked about how most of us never really think about our toes. We may push on them to reach something. We may get them polished if we're wearing sandals, but we don't really think of them much until we stub one. Think then of how this little appendage that helps us with balance becomes the absolute center of your attention, how you can think of nothing else. So too, the sermon went on, when even the smallest, most remote member of the body of Christ is hurting, so too the whole body of Christ hurts. With that direct, succinct image, I understood social justice. This body of Christ image and our UCC polity also reminds me of a mission trip that I led to the Remember Project on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota in 2010. Most weeks, Remember Project hosts church youth groups to do manual labor and learn both about culture and poverty. But for 2 weeks every summer, they host what they call Family Week. Instead of church youth groups, the majority of participants are some sort of family configurations, either nuclear families or maybe, you know, two adult sisters with their kids or something like that. And instead of the minimum age being 14, they allow kids as young as 6 to join in and run a Lakota summer school for them. It's a really neat program. Well, we wanted to do an intergenerational mission trip that year, and so Remember suggested that we come during Family Week. So we did. We brought 2 women in their 70s, a dad and his high school son, my co-pastor and his 2 grade school sons who were adopted from Guatemala, a lesbian couple who had both adopted and biological children, and 2 young African-American girls, one in grade school and one in high school. All week, the other Family Week participants kept trying to figure out who in the world we were. They kept trying to figure out our configuration, how we could possibly all be related. And our refrain became, we all belong to each other. We all belong to each other. And isn't that really and truly what union and what the United Church of Christ is? We all belong to each other. A phrase that really sums up good church well, and union particularly well. We all belong to each other. Our gospel passage today is the story immediately after the temptation in the wilderness. The way the sequence goes is Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River, then goes out into the wilderness to fast and pray for 40 days, during which time he faces the temptations. And then we have today's passage. In Luke's gospel, this is the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. I have long thought of this as Jesus' thesis statement. In my ministry, I am going to do X. It was interesting, in our Tuesday noon Bible study this week, Heather Collins suggested that this was Jesus' ordination. The calling down of the Holy Spirit to bless and commission all that Jesus would do in the following days, weeks, and months. That's a great image, too. And of course, as Christ has done, so we are called to do. Hear Jesus' words again as he quotes from the prophet Isaiah. the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, God has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. That, in two short verses, is what it means to be a Christian. This is what the United Church of Christ does. This is what union is and does. When we truly live at the intersection of today's scriptures, the word is alive and transformation happens. When every single member of the body of Christ is cherished and valued, when we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, we do things like establishing Jubilee House and bringing Habitat for Humanity to Green Bay. We do things like voting 20 years ago to become open and affirming, when that was definitely not the popular thing to do, especially not in churches. We create the Immigrant Welcoming Task Force to work to educate, advocate, and do direct service, to put into action this idea that all members of the body of Christ are valued and important. Friends, living at the intersection of the body of Christ and the Spirit of the Lord being upon us and inspiring us, which is really inspiriting us, you know. When we live at that intersection, God uses us to transform the world for good. Transform the world with good news for the poor. Release for captives. The removing of the yoke of oppression. When we live at that intersection, God transforms the world. There's a phenomenal story out of Angola Prison in Louisiana. Have any of you ever heard of Angola Prison? It has a reputation, or had the reputation, of being one of the bloodiest prisons in all of the United States. It had that terrible reputation. But then 24 years ago, the students of New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary had an idea. Based on this scripture passage, they asked, what if we were to create a satellite campus within Angola Prison? What if we were to offer an entire seminary degree with all of the best theology and personal formation that goes along with it? Right there. In Angola. They worked, they planned, they plotted, and they made it happen. And now Angola is one of the safest prisons in the country. Just last month, in December of 2018, they graduated 64 people with Masters of Divinity. There are over 400 worship services a year at Angola now. When we value the entire body of Christ and live into our commissioning to be agents of Christ transforming good news, amazing, creative things happen. And so, as we step into Union's 183rd year of living as a manifestation of the body of Christ, my prayer is that we will all heed the call to allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. And in doing so, our church and our world will indeed be transformed and be better together. May it be so.